Carolyn, Carolyn, last name is McGlawn. 10:03:59. Yesterday was 3/31/2025. This is a 69-year-old woman. Been divorced for years. She's single. She has three boys. She says she lives alone, period. She doesn't smoke. She doesn't drink, period. Carolyn has a history of hepatitis C and cirrhosis. Surgeries include hysterectomy, knee surgery, and total abdominal hysterectomy, knee surgery, and, of course, liver transplant. So Carolyn has a history of hepatitis C, cirrhosis, and is 5 years status post-liver transplant. Her other medical conditions include chronic renal failure, hypertension, anemia, diabetes, ADL dependency, shortness of breath. Last hospitalization was in 2020 with her liver transplant. Family history, mom's alive, she has diabetes, she's 82 years old, dad died 20 years ago. She has become much weaker. She's no longer driving, of course. She's obese. She uses a walker to get around. Carolyn is originally from Philadelphia. She's been here over 20 years, and she used to work for Walmart, period. Patient has been tolerating her rejection medications quite well at this time. Patient's medication list is pending. An exam, her blood pressure is 93%. Oh, I'm sorry, O2 sat's 93%, pulse is 74, blood pressure 146/86. Heart positive, swollen positive is 2, lungs, bronchi, abdomen soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows trace edema, neurological non-focal. Assessment number 1, 65-year-old woman, status post-liver transplant. Number 2, chronic anemia. Number 3, hypertension control. Number 4, chronic renal failure. Number 5, diabetes. Next one is total ADL dependency. Next one is shortness of breath with activity. Next one is tolerating her rejection medications well. Next one is history of cirrhosis. Next one is history of hepatitis C. Next one is does not smoke, does not drink alcohol. Next number, patient may benefit from provider services with symptoms of weakness and difficulty with ambulation.